AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. They have made some changes. After a firestorm of protest, Republican lawmakers in Indiana are changing a new religious freedom bill. The new bill cannot be used as a legal defense if businesses refuse to serve gays and lesbians. It also bans discrimination. House Speaker Brian Bosma on the message here.
Gay, straight, black, white, religious, non-religious. We value each and every Hoosier.
The State House and Senate will have to pass this bill before it goes to Governor Mike Pence for his signature, which will make it law. Tragedy on a college campus in Kenya. President Uhuru Kenyatta reported the news to his nation.
Early today, terrorists attacked Garissa University College, killed and wounded several people, and have taken others hostage.
We are told the gunmen went from room to room in at least one dormitory, asking terrified students and others if they were Muslims or Christians. Those who were Christians were shot dead. This student was there as gunmen opened fire.
Guys started jumping up and down, running for their lives. But it's unfortunate that where they were going to is where the gunshots were coming from.
He talked to Citizen TV in Kenya. 15 people are dead there, 60 others wounded at Garissa University College near the Somali border. Al-Shabaab, an Al-Qaeda-linked group based in Somalia, says it is behind this. Both sides are indicating progress at the nuclear talks in Switzerland. They're trying to come up with an outline that would limit Iran's nuclear activities in exchange for the lifting of economic sanctions against Tehran. Here at home, fewer of us are applying for unemployment. The just-released numbers for last week point to a strong job market, despite what appears to have been some pretty slow growth in the beginning of the year. The Dow is up 90 points. This is AP Radio News. A hotel in Los Angeles caught fire overnight, and several people had to jump from the second story to escape the flames that killed one person and injured 11 others. The fire broke out at the two-story Wilmington Hotel north of the Port of Los Angeles. John Saska lives nearby, and he woke up smelling smoke.
I didn't know if it was my building or next door or what building it was, but then I heard the siren, and I came out front, and it was already engulfed in flame. There were 30-foot flames coming out of the roof.
It took more than 100 firefighters about an hour to put out those flames, the cause under investigation. A defiant New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez going to court today after being charged with accepting nearly $1 million in gifts and campaign contributions from a longtime friend in exchange for a stream of political favors. The criminal charges were brought yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.